Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the best time of the year. What time of year is it?
Christmas time.
Yeah. Okay, so holly jolly Christmas.
Is that the theme of today's episode?
Yeah, I'm holly and jolly over here.
Okay.
Okay, so.
I'll be holly, you be jolly.
Welcome to the Rebecca Weiss podcast.
Thank you. I love your new set. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
It was a collab effort between me and you.
I know.
Hey, we did pretty good.
And Eliana, she was with us.
Yeah. Call us up if you want us for interior designer tips.
Actually, don't. We're
Know what we're doing.
Yeah. And that too.
Okay, so holly jolly Christmas.
Is that the theme of today's episode?
Yep, I'm holly and jolly over here.
Okay.
Okay, so.
I'll be holly, you be jolly.
Okay, so what is Christmas to you? What do you like about Christmas? Let's do an easy question.
Well, now that I have kids, I feel like my favorite part of Christmas is like enjoying Christmas through the kids. But yeah. I also like, you know, setting up the tree, getting it decorated.
We had no decorations on it last year.
Well, for me, the lights are good enough.
That was basically our tree.
To me, that's decorated. I actually don't like all the frou-frou.
Hello, you know, I just realized if we don't buy ornaments now, they're going to be all sold out.
Yeah, but that's my grand plan, is to just delay until they're all gone.
Hey,
I don't like all the ornaments, to be honest. I like the lights. I think that looks the cleanest.
If anyone asks, we're just minimalists.
Okay.
Yeah, that's trendy, right?
I don't know. I'm not the right guy for that. But yeah, my favorite thing about Christmas is, of course, celebrating Jesus coming to earth. But really doing all the festivities as a family. You know, my parents will come into town. The boys are excited. We'll do whatever's going on. I mean, what do we do? We come here.
What do we do?
Yeah, we come here where we have the Daystar Christmas lights, which is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love, both of our boys love receiving gifts. So it's fun for me and you to like get them something. And
gifts,
you know,
is your love language.
Is that true?
It's true.
I feel like I fit like all the love languages. I might be like hoarding.
I want all of them.
I'm hoarding them, yeah.
No, I would say I think gifts is your love language because you are always intentional about giving people gifts.
Mm.
And I am not that way. And you have helped teach me that. You've helped develop that in me.
But yet my favorite gifts are the ones that you've given me. So I'd actually argue like this watch, you gave this to me on our wedding day.
Hey.
It has our wedding day inscribed on the back. I thought that was very thoughtful.
You know what else? I would say it's way more fun to give gifts to someone whose love language is gifts because they appreciate it so much. And I think little Ash,
yeah,
he loves gifts.
Our firstborn son loves gifts.
He's already asking about future gifts.
Hanukkah, his birthday, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does Christmas mean to you? Or what are you most excited about Christmas this year?
Well, I am very much the person, I do not celebrate like in July. I am like very much a maybe
when
November.
When do you start getting festive in your heart?
You know, this is a great debate among people. Do you start celebrating in November? Do you start celebrating after Thanksgiving? Do you start in December? Everyone's a little different. There's always the very eager Christmas people. They like to start pretty much as soon as November starts. But I am more of a true give Thanksgiving its space and then let Christmas be celebrated.
I'm the same.
Yeah, because we both love Thanksgiving. Pie, football, fall leaves. It's a great time. And being grateful. But this isn't a Thanksgiving episode. This is a Christmas episode. Okay, really quick, one more thing about Christmas and then we'll jump into this game that they have prepared for us. What do I love about Christmas? I think Christmas became a lot more meaningful to me when I rededicated my life to Jesus because I became into really celebrating the incarnation. You know, Emmanuel, God with us, right? As we've had kids, it's just made it so much more full of wonder because they see the world in such a different perspective as us. And I love being able to see the world through a child's eyes because mm-hmm. children are so innocent and they are so captivated by the simple things that I think we might take for granted or, oh, we see that every day. So they bring wonder back into the home and joy. And now that we have our Eliana joy, it's going to be a whole new year with new things to do as a family of five. What?
You know.
So I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, I will say in Texas, I actually like the month of December. It's not, the weather's nice. There's a ton of things to do for Christmas. And so it's a good time. But 1 year, we will have a snow Christmas. We will go somewhere is my dream. I don't know if we'll ever do it, but I've never really been in a place that snows on Christmas.
We've had snow here.
Not during Christmas. It's always like in February.
Okay.
It's okay. You're from California.
No, I feel like it's been during Christmas.
There was one Christmas where it snowed. You were not here.
We had the bubble snow.
What's the bubble snow?
Where it's like a bubble.
Oh, a J-Star, the fake snow? Yeah, we had that at least. Okay, well, let's get into this game.
Let's play.
All right. Where are my cards? Who's going to go first? Me or you?
You will go first because you are the hostess with the mostest. So we're playing a game called Never Have I Ever, and I think we raised these up.
You raised me up. Do you know that song?
Never have I ever spent a Christmas alone.
Thank God.
Have I ever spent a Christmas alone? I most certainly have.
You have?
I'm sure of it.
What? Give receipts.
I don't know. I think when I lived in Israel, I don't think I was with anybody.
Do they celebrate Christmas in Israel?
Yeah. Sort of. Some do, some don't. There's like a large Christian population in Israel. So like where I was living in Haifa, it gets really decorated.
Aww. And then we went,
oh no, I wasn't alone. I had friends.
Yeah.
I guess I was thinking with family. So I wasn't alone.
Yeah.
I was with friends. So that was cool. But yeah, you go to like Nazareth and it's all decorated. You know, Haifa where I was living, there's a whole area.
Because that's where Jesus was born.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, there should be some Christmas celebration.
That's where we went, was we went to Nazareth and we went and visited a church. I was with a buddy of mine.
Aww.
And we sang Christmas carols and it was hunky-dory. I don't think that's a Christmas phrase, but it was sweet.
What was your favorite Christmas ever?
I can't think of
it. It's okay. I asked you off the cuff.
Yeah, maybe ones with as a family. I've enjoyed those the most out of all my Christmases. You know, having kids. Like I said, like having kids makes it so much more fun to me and exciting.
Yeah.
And
been some sad times around Christmas too.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's go into the sad times of Christmas.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's
relatable.
Comment
below if you've had a sad Christmas.
A lot of people have.
I know. I don't want to
know
about sad times.
But if there's anyone watching, just know that.
Well, first of all, Christmas is all about Jesus coming to earth. So he's here for you.
Yeah. And just know that, you know, you're not alone and the Lord loves you and you know, we've had hard Christmases as well. But
seriously, do comment below and tell us about your favorite Christmas. Because I would love to go through and read a bunch of favorite Christmas stories.
That is a great one.
Yeah, I'd love to hear what those are. Okay.
Okay.
You asked me a question.
Okay. Never have I ever baked Christmas cookies from scratch.
I have never done that.
I have.
What?
Yeah.
Not for me.
But I've baked a lot of stuff for you from scratch.
I don't remember.
I made you banoffee pie. Remember how good that was?
Not at all. Fun. I don't even know what that word is.
It's an English pie.
Never have I ever ignored Christmas carolers at the front door.
Have you even ever had Christmas carols at the front door? That's never
the
even
the only
been a
time
thing.
I have never ignored them. The only time I remember ever seeing them was at your mom's house. And
oh, was it Joe Nanowski?
Yes.
Yeah, that was so cool. Our very own Joe Nanowski, he came to the door.
Wasn't a surprise, right? It was a surprise? I was surprised.
He gave us like a little heads up. He was like, hey, I forgot what that was.
That would be savage to just ignore them.
That would be savage.
Just open the door and say, Merry Christmas, you know?
That's a little bah humbug.
Yeah.
Besides Joe, I've never had Christmas carols, but have I gone Christmas caroling?
This is a good one. Okay, never have I ever pretended to like a gift.
Oh, I totally have.
Yeah, I can think of half a dozen gifts. As a gift connoisseur.
But the question is, are you good at making the person believe that you liked it when in fact you did not?
No, I'm not.
Because
I secretly want them to know that they messed up.
Oh, I don't. But I don't know if I'm very good at it. I'm like, thank you.
Give me an example of a gift that I gave you that you pretended like you liked that you didn't actually like. I can think of a few.
You've always done a pretty good job with my gifts. I'm thinking more about like other people.
Well, I think you can think of at least one that I've given you that you didn't love.
No,
what
but
about
I'm
that
thinking
mirror, that mirror I gave you.
Hey,
did you like that? Or,
that was such a random gift. That was okay. That was funny because
well, listen,
that was
when
like
it's Hanukkah and
gift.
We're giving eight gifts, you know, you do run out of ideas.
We
eventually.
Are a Chris
and you
McCuff
can't give
family.
Like eight diamond rings, you know. It's like
I was gonna say, we are a Chris McCuff family. We celebrate Hanukkah. Is that how you say it?
I don't
Hanukkah
know. And Christmas. I was just going along with what you said.
You were like, yeah.
I just think we do Hanukkah and Christmas, yeah.
But I will say that story was, I think you had already given me Hanukkah gifts.
Yeah.
And then we were all opening up gifts on Christmas with your parents.
Right.
And then there was like one gift for me under the tree and it was a mirror.
That is funny.
And I was like,
that's pretty funny.
A mirror? But I love that mirror and I use that mirror.
I know. It's practical.
So, but I can think of many of gifts I've gotten from other people, which I will not say on this podcast, that I did not like. And yeah, it's very awkward. But always grateful because that's what counts. Okay. Never have I ever gone shopping the day before Christmas. I think I have.
Gone shopping the day before Christmas? I have definitely done that.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
You're like always Mr. Prepared, Mr. Responsible.
Christmas is tough. It's one of those things where you can never really be prepared enough, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or I'm not the type that's wired for it. And I always think of something last minute. Or you're either shopping, because it just says shopping, right? Or you're running out and you're getting like supplies to host or to bring somewhere.
Oh, you're right. We do this like every year.
Yeah. It's honestly—
We do this.
That part is really not
We should do it differently this year.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, comment down below if you think we will.
It's just going to say they won't.
No, we'll give a poll. No, I'm just kidding. But that's true. And the thing with Christmas is that if you wait till the last minute to go shopping—
Everyone else is out there too.
It's the absolute worst. It's right. Not what you want to happen. But that's the thing. You got to be so like super prepared.
Never have I ever received an expensive gift.
You have. I have.
Yeah, we both have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To the people who yeah. gave.
Those that have given expensive gifts, more are welcome. I'm just kidding. Okay, go ahead.
Never have I ever peeked at a present. I think I have. I have had to.
I've never done that. That's wrong.
What?
Yeah, you're supposed to wait. I know Asher has because if we don't hide them, he'll just start. Now he's at an age where I think he'd respect the boundary. But when he was a toddler, it was like you couldn't leave the presents out.
Well,
you know?
He found his birthday present in the back of the car.
I know. Well,
and was like, look, Mom, look what I found.
Tracker because he finds everything.
He finds everything. All right, it's my turn, right? No, it's your turn.
Never have I ever re-gifted a gift I didn't like.
Come on. That is a thing.
Isn't that the best, though?
That is being frugal.
I mean, why do I like doing it? It's called stewardship.
It's being a good steward.
If you don't like it, somebody else will. One man's trash is another man's treasure. So I believe in sharing.
That's caring.
You need to give it away if you're not going to use it. You
know? Give it all away.
But don't be weird about it. Like, add something to it. For example, if you get like a gift and it's like not that very good and you're like, wow, that's a really bad gift. Don't just give that plus something else to someone so they feel good about what they're getting.
And you know? Like, yeah, I'm telling you, what something that you might not like, someone else usually will. You know what I mean? It's just a preference thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Never have I ever taken someone else's Christmas gift. What?
What does that mean, taken?
I've never. Like, yeah. You buy it for someone and then you end up giving it to yourself?
No.
No. What?
I mean.
It's awkward.
I can't think of one.
Me neither.
Yeah. Never have I ever made a gingerbread house.
No, I have.
Yeah. I think every American has. I don't think there's an American.
Every American.
Every American's done that.
America. Gingerbread.
Never have I ever.
I just threw a question accidentally.
Kissed my spouse under the mistletoe.
Yeah, we have.
What if I did that? And then he was like, who have you kissed? I don't know. I can't recall.
Who have you kissed? No, I'm just kidding.
Are you sure we have? I think you're just saying that. Have we ever? I'm sure we have.
Okay, remember when I went to go speak in Michigan?
Yes, you're right.
And we stayed at that really cute hotel. They had mistletoe hanging up because it was decorated really cute for Christmas. That is the time I remember.
That was such a cute town for
that
Christmas.
That was so much fun. That was pre-kids, right?
It was.
That was right before we got pregnant with Asher.
Short window of time.
Married, very small blip.
Without children.
Yes. It's hard to remember those days. You know, I just have to say, like, random side note, I watched one of my friend's videos and it was like, day in my life. And she had no kids. And I was just watching it like, she's so much free time.
Yeah.
It's like hard to imagine life, what it was like before kids.
Right.
But we love them. And they grow up fast.
Doesn't matter. You love them or not, they're there, you know? Okay.
All right. Oh, this is conjuring up some memories. Never have I ever been sick on Christmas Day.
Yes. According to Rebecca, I have.
Yes, I have. Moving on.
Never have I ever cried over a gift.
So you've cried over a Christmas card.
Who?
You.
I don't remember doing
that. I've written you cards that have made you cry.
Then I have cried.
I'm good at what I write.
But that's not a gift, so no. You've cried.
Over a gift?
Nah. No, but gifts don't really get your heart racing. You like the words.
No, you get my heart racing.
I feel like there's got to be a gift that... No, I guess not.
What gets me to cry...
God's presence.
Any kind of thing that's what's the word?
Sentimental.
Yes. Sentimental stuff does make me cry. Like, if any kind of video is made of our kids and us past years, I am done. I'm going to cry.
Yes, that one video that you made of Asher when he was like 2. Every time I watch that, I cry.
I know.
Which is weird, but yeah.
I'm just I love... Just
in the middle of April, I'm watching this video crying.
I was holding Eliana today, and I was literally like hit with the fact that I know that she's going to be big so soon.
Yeah.
And it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, no. And I was holding her like as close to me as humanly possible.
We got to wrap this up so we can go hold her.
I know.
Okay. Never have I ever listened to Christmas music before December.
Well, I have.
Well, I've been listening to you sing for the last
Just hear those sleigh bells ring, ding, ding, ding.
Never have I ever got food poisoning
from
a Christmas dinner.
Wait, why did you get to go twice?
Because you're slow.
I am slow. Have you ever built a snowman? I have. I don't know if it was around Christmas. It doesn't snow in Texas around Christmas.
I don't think so.
Really? All right. New goal. We got to get you.
The same year that we do your white Christmas somewhere, we'll do a snowman for me there.
Yay. Okay. One more.
One last thing. While we have your attention, comment below, where do you recommend I take Rebecca and the kids for a white Christmas somewhere? You people will know.
They will.
Good places and...
I agree.
I'd like to hear some options.
Okay. Me too.
What I said a second ago was never have I ever got food poisoning from a Christmas dinner. I don't know. I don't think so. I have not.
I've gotten food poisoning.
From a Christmas dinner?
I don't know if it was during Christmas time. It was like I was really young and it was on our way to visit family in Georgia. We stopped at a buffet.
Ugh. Rough.
I mean, that speaks for it in and of itself. And I was like 8 years old. And I remember crawling across the floor in pain in my grandparents'
goodness.
House. It's like those memories that like stick with you.
Yeah.
And like everyone
I
was
think
asleep.
That memory will stick with me just hearing about it.
Ryan's. I think the name of it was Ryan's Buffet.
Anyways. Put a screenshot of that in there.
Okay. This is the last one. Unless you have a good one after mine. Never have I ever told a child about the truth of Santa Claus. I have.
I've definitely done that. Didn't I do it like recently by accident? Let's not talk about it.
Fourth grade, I did it. I did not realize that kids thought Santa was still real. Like I thought everyone knew that it wasn't a thing. And so I said it and yeah. Ruined some Christmas spirit right there. I just thought everyone knew at that point. You know, we were like 9.
I actually don't know if I ever knew that. I don't think I ever knew that Santa was a thing.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't think it was ever like, oh, Santa's going to bring you gifts. Yeah.
It was a thing for me and I loved it.
No, it's kind of a cool, like, made up thing.
Everyone has, like, a different opinion on if you should tell
your
kids. I
think I just always knew my parents were giving me the gifts.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
every family. Did Asher ever think that there was a Santa?
No.
We could try this year, see if he falls for it.
I don't know.
I almost don't want to confuse him, you know?
Well, this is opening a philosophical debate.
Yeah.
I think our whole thing was we were not sure. The reason why we were hesitant about doing the whole Santa thing, because we love like the fun of it, is we didn't, because we tell him about Jesus and about all this other stuff. So we didn't want to tell him about the Lord and that being real and then telling him about Santa and then that not being real. Because
then
that can
like,
be
what's
confusing.
What's real, what's not real.
And literally you'll hear from adults from their childhood, some will say, we're thankful that my parents told me the truth because when I found out they were lying about Santa, that hurt my feelings. And then other kids say, I'm glad my parents gave me that memory. So you just do the best you can and you just pray about it and do what's best for your family. No judgment here. Judgment-free zone on the Rebecca Weiss podcast.
Yeah, I think it's a fun idea to do it because you could do that thing where you like pretend like
Asher sat on Santa's lap last year though.
Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
You did.
Oh.
You could do that thing where you pretend that Santa's coming at night, and then they do like the snow tracks on the ground.
Yeah.
And like they pretend like he drinks the milk.
And the cookies.
And they eat the, yeah.
I think we did that one year.
I don't remember ever doing
it. But we do not do Elf on the Shelf. I do not want to commit to that.
No, we do Mensch on the Bench.
Is that a thing?
It's the Jewish one, yeah. Mensch on the Bench. Yeah.
I've seen that at Target.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I don't even know what Elf on the Shelf is.
It's okay. I don't think we're going to be that family. So,
okay.
Last one.
Sure.
Have you ever sure? Have you ever worn matching pajamas?
No.
We have not. Every year I want us to get matching pajamas, and every year they sell out. So I just don't do it.
I might do it for Eliana when she's like 4 or 5 or 6 years old.
She's going to be so cute.
Yeah. But, I mean, listen, you'll have to really find something cool because
I'm not just you're going to want Hanukkah pajamas.
Yeah. Hanukkah, or ones that are comfortable Hanukkah. Or, you know, look cool, if that's even
do
possible.
Do any Christmas pajamas
no,
look cool?
No, not really. You're
no.
right. I don't really like pajamas in general. I'm not like—
We're not pajama people.
No.
We just wear like t-shirts.
Basketball shorts.
Yeah, and normal shorts.
Yeah.
We're not really fancy like that.
No.
All right. Well, if you're watching this, we hope that you have a very Merry Christmas. And thank
if you're
you.
Not watching it, we also hope that you have a Merry Christmas too. You don't have to be watching this to get a nice Christmas.
No. I was just trying to wrap it up.
And I won't let you.
How do we wrap this up? Okay, you take us out.
Like, comment, and share. We'd love to hear your favorite Christmas memories below and your favorite destinations of where you recommend I take Rebecca and the kids to have a white Christmas.